It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, sorry. Clear my throat on the air.
I thought you was about to spit some.
Well, it is. Oh, you want me to rap?
I got.
Okay, listen. They used to call me Albie Flojo. Make me start up.
Ooh, hold on. You was on to something. Okay, wait. Chill out. No, let people know you can rap now.
We used to do this in high school in our kitchen, but we were all white preppy girls. So. But it was the 90s, and we thought we were cool.
So The beatboxing is much better today. I got you.
Exactly. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. NF tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. Mm-hmm. And right before that at 7:30, your chance to see the Taylor Swift Eras movie. With us, by the way. With us. We're going to be like,
I'm
going to be singing every song. It's going to be great. Your chance to win that at 7:30. But coming up next, DZ brought up a good point about something that people no longer do.
Man, no, not people. Not
children.
People. Because I was going to say, some of us regular folks, some of us grown folk, some of the old folk.
Still do it.
We still do it.
You're not that old. We will talk about it next. A good observation. The world has evolved. The world has changed. We're doing it a lot different now. We'll talk about it next. Here's Dua Lipa. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget Kane Brown tickets this morning at 8:40.
Wappa!
That's right.
That was my country wappa.
Wappa. I don't mind Kane Brown. He's easy on the eyes. What can I say?
He's a good looking, you know, Patrick Mahomes country singer looking dude.
Patrick Mahomes. They do look alike in a weird way. So DZ, you brought something up interesting, which was about how kids, do they even watch TV anymore?
Yeah, man. I was just, I don't know what struck this thought conversation, but I went, man, kids ain't really watching television,
no.
Are they?
Uh-uh.
Like, I know kids are still on screens. Like, the screen is not what I'm talking
all
about
all the time.
Here. I'm talking about the good old tube TV.
Nope.
Even though now we got flat screens that look like picture frames.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. Is there family time? Do you sit down and watch television with your kids nowadays?
No, it's rare.
Like, seriously, like, what shows are you watching with your family? Because I feel like it's for us old folks.
It is. My kids are on their Switches watching YouTube TV, mm-hmm. or they are on an iPad watching YouTube, or they're on a phone watching YouTube. So basically, even if they get on my TV, they're watching YouTube. It's interesting how much they don't mess with TVs. The fact that I even have a TV in my bedroom, I feel like is obsolete. A lot of people have gotten rid of TVs in their bedroom because they have screens already in their hand.
So you still have TV in your room.
Yeah, but I don't barely ever watch it.
No, see, we just put a TV mm-hmm. back in our room recently.
Yeah.
So, like, I enjoy having the television in our room. I'm not going to lie. Like, mm-hmm. with a young one, after we put them to bed, and then we want to lay down and go to sleep, it's nice to be able to just kick back, lay in bed, and watch something.
Well, it's nice. Owen and I will watch, you know, our show together. We like to have a show. Right now, we're on Animal Kingdom.
So, y'all do watch a show together.
We have started now to spend time together, but for the most part, they don't want to watch TV, or they take it over. And I don't want to watch what they're watching.
Because they throw something on YouTube.
And I don't fight it anymore because I have a phone. See, parents, we used to be like, no, get off the TV. You're not telling me what we're watching. But when you have a phone, I'm just like, watch whatever you stupid YouTube Lego show you want to watch. I'll sit here on my phone. And then I'm on my phone.
Because I feel like there could be, you just struck a thought. There could be the parents that go, the kids own the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I only watch things on my phone because of them nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
Yeah. It didn't used to be like that. I don't care anymore. anymore.
No, and honestly, Sammy's not like that either. He prefers the iPad. He prefers the having the screen, for whatever reason, closer to him.
When my kids started school, I couldn't believe how much they knew how to use an iPad
innately
over me. I'm like, I didn't teach you any of this, and they just knew.
Whoops, swipe. It was weird. Clicky, clicky, swipe.
It was very strange because they had used him when they were little to watch shows like Sammy does, like your baby. But they didn't know how they knew how to. I mean, the stuff they knew how to do without it was weird.
How Sammy knows how to pinch and drag and then swipe the screen to get to the next thing? No idea.
Like, what did they? Who taught them that?
Well, I'm thankful for the guidance mode or whatever it is, because now we could block the screen so he can't tap off of it.
That's true.
Otherwise, they're gonna end up ordering plenty of stuff on Amazon or something. You already know, like Target.com. Like, come on, man. I'm not trying to do any of that.
I got you. I got you. Well, what do we think? Are you still watching TV? Are your kids still watching TV? What's going on, everybody? 414-533-1037. Do kids watch TV anymore? Do they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I was reading up quick. There's this random study that came out that says 53% dropped in television watching in kids between 2019 and 2021.
I believe 53%. I believe it.
We're a couple years removed from that. I'm assuming it's like, what, 63?
They're gaming. 65? They're gaming or watching YouTube.
Bruh. Ooh, I don't know, man. That's crazy. Isn't
it
wild?
It'll be interesting to see what it's like as Sammy grows up, because it will be different from the way mine grew up.
I feel like
it evolves that much.
I gave myself a mini existential crisis. I was like, are kids not watching TV?
They're not.
What?
They're not.
Why is there still television? What?
They'll be obsolete eventually.
No.
They're not yet. They're not yet. But they will be.
All right.
Okay. Just saying.
Okay. All right. Well, let's find out.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM. Are you watching TV?
I mean, I am. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
Maybe the adults are.
Oof.
A lot of the kids not watching TV anymore. They say TVs in bedrooms are going to become obsolete eventually because you already got your phone. You got an iPad. You got other ways to watch stuff. So
there's a stat that says 53% are dropping the television of kids.
No, yeah.
That's
kids,
wild.
Kids think it's old school. Mike's in Hartford this morning. Good morning, Michael. As Kathleen's calls him Michael.
Good morning.
Talk to you like your wife does. Hello, right. Michael.
I was like, Mike, are you in trouble? What happened?
You'd have to start calling me babe because we don't use first name.
Oh, we got you, babe.
So tell us, babe. Do kids watch TV?
Eileen actually does watch TV.
What?
How old is she? Three?
She just turned three in June, so... We have YouTube TV, but when we had cable and we would watch like the Disney Channel or Nickelodeon or Nick Jr. and commercials would come on when she was younger, probably about Sammy's age, she'd be like, uh-oh, broken. Because there were commercials. It wasn't her show.
She's like, what just happened?
Just wait. Let it come back. Like, it's a commercial. But yeah, she watches TV, and when we're flipping through YouTube TV, she'll see like Bluey or... some of the other shows she watches, and she'll point it out right away as soon as she sees the word. She knows the word.
Wow.
Kids are marketed to. They know it all, man.
And they're so selective. Like Sammy, he does the same thing. Like if he's watching his show and all of a sudden it goes to an ad, he'll go, Papa, ayuda, help.
Hello?
Like he's like, this isn't curioso.
We're
you know what I'm saying? This isn't Jorge.
This
ain't Curious George.
And she has a tablet where she'll color on it and stuff like that. But she doesn't watch a lot of TV on it.
Yeah.
She just uses it to color when we're watching our shows where she's not interested. Mm-hmm. So
got you. Well, one proving the opposite way.
Yeah, let her get older and just wait.
Yep,
hold
exactly.
on.
We'll check back in.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Thanks
Sounds
for
good.
Calling. We'll talk to you later,
Have a
babe.
Good one, guys.
Bye, babe. I forgot about babe. Right? Dog. So you know what I think it is?
What?
I think kids just are so particular about what they want to watch.
Yeah.
They don't have the attention span to sit there and watch a 30-minute, 40-minute, hour-long show.
No.
They want quick bites, and they want what they want to watch. They don't care what's on the TV.
Even if it's long, Hudson changes it.
Man.
I watch him change YouTube videos without watching it. I go, put the remote down. You watched 30 seconds of that before you... he changes it nonstop.
Wow.
Nonstop. Jamie is calling in Twin Lakes this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Hello. Talk to us. Kiddo still watching TV?
Mm-hmm.
They do. So my kids are 10 and 11, and every day we watch a show, so we kind of have to swap between the two, otherwise they fight. But we'll watch, like, the competition shows, so Lego Master or Holy Moly is a favorite.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They love to guess who's going to win, what's the best thing. But we also, like, if I have just one-on-one time with them, like, with my son, we watch The Mandalorian right now, and my daughter, we're watching some Buki show.
Yeah.
So we get in some quality time, but we also do movie night every Friday.
Wow.
So
there you go.
That's something that, you know, we've just kind of always done.
Yeah, I love
I might
that.
Have done it if I actually had my kids every Friday. You have to remember there's no consistency.
Every other Friday, movie night.
It would be like that. It would be every other Friday in my world, which is probably why I can't do it, because emotionally it would set me off. Right?
Second Friday, movie days.
It's not movie night this Friday because my kids are gone.
Boo.
Like, no.
I love the fact that Jamie literally is well-rounded. And before we say television is bad for you, blah, blah, blah. But in the world of all the technology we got, that television is probably one of the few moments we get to sit together as a family and just be, right?
It's like dinner.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. They're all about YouTube.
They are. That's all they want to watch is YouTube.
Oh, yeah, but I make them come sit with me because they need to spend some time with me. So.
That's what's
up. That's true. Well, I hear you on that one, Jamie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, TV, if only sports or news. I get that. I get that.
I feel that for sure.
You know what they're talking about.
I know what they're talking about.
Sean is on day 4 getting through from West Bend. He's almost got a theme song. Sean, good morning. I have one question for you first.
All right, what's up?
DZ and I have spelled your name differently. I wrote it down on my piece of paper, and I spelled it S-H, and DZ wrote it on the board and spelled it S-E-A-N. It could be either. How do you spell your name?
Settle it.
DZ, you're a man after my own heart.
Poppy, let's go!
It's S-E-A-N. All right, I will fix that. Sean,
flex on him.
Noted.
Don't say I don't know my bros.
It's the only way to spell it.
Well, Sean in Milwaukee's S-H. That's why I got thrown off.
And that's why I spelled it differently, because I was like, you know what? Different Sean, different spelling.
Different way. In West Bend, they spell it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, what do you got to say about kids on TV?
My kids, the only thing, like, I guess traditional cable that they even watch anymore, they like Hero Elementary on PBS.
Mm.
But otherwise, they're into the YouTube things. So their big thing right now is like Mario Party.
Mm.
So it's a whole bunch of little mini games that quick fires. You watch it for about 30 seconds and then the next game is up anyways.
That attention span, man.
It's so bad, Sean, with my youngest Hudson. He cannot stick on anything for that long.
We got to extend the attention span. Start getting these kids into 45-minute shows.
Good luck.
Games. Come on now. Long format.
They're not interested, man. They are not interested. Sean, we will talk to you tomorrow for day 5, okay?
Sounds good.
The irony is we're about to tell you how you can go to the movies with us.
And watch a long format film, baby.
You want to go see Taylor Swift, the Eras movie tour with us? Here's all the details. Treat Yourself Thursday, 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Treat Yourself Thursday, all brought to you by Wendy's. They got their new Frosty Cream Cold Brew and Vanilla Caramel or Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy.
Did you see in local food news?
Some local food news. What's the word?
Last week we talked about how Giannis was investing in opening a Greek restaurant in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
And weirdly enough, he's back for food news this week. He's becoming our food news guy.
He's our food insider?
He must be. Well, he's always eating, so it's not a weird thing to attach him to.
True.
It. But he has nothing to do with this segment, everybody, just so we're clear. But did you see he tried a brat for the first time ever?
I did see that. I saw that he tried a brat for the first time. I was kind of taken aback by it. Like, this is your first brat?
I think we failed him. The fact that he's never had a brat.
That should have been one of the first things somebody handed you coming to Wisconsin.
We serve brats at Fiserv.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
I eat them all the time when I go to the game.
I'm saying.
Hello, when I go to concerts.
They shoot him at people out of the brat gun. They literally launch him into the crowd at the games. Go, foom, foom.
Oh, what I wouldn't give to shoot a broad out of a gun at Giannis.
Come on. Hey, Jim.
Wait, that sounds bad. What I wouldn't have is have somebody shoot broads out of a gun at me.
Yeah,
actually.
There you go.
Sausages flying everywhere.
You turn into the meme or the gif.
I'm the girl with the hot dogs flying in my face.
Hey, yo.
I was shocked that Giannis had never had a brat before, but that video went viral. And then he talked about how he says, when people ask where he's from, he says he's from Milwaukee.
That's right.
Not Greece, Milwaukee.
Not Greece. You know what I'm saying? And that just speaks to like how the city has really adopted a man. And that's dope.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. So if you haven't had a brat today, go have one. Because that'd be strange. Giannis, it's about time.
About time. And I saw him throw a little bit of seasoning, some condiments, some little ketchup on there too.
Oh, he put ketchup on it. Did people lose their mind over that?
Hey, I respected it. I said, do your thing, big man.
I love ketchup. I don't care what anybody says. Hate
Thank
on
you.
it it all you want.
Me too.
I like mustard too. I don't discriminate with condiments except for relish. It's disgusting.
Whoa. Come on. Respect the relish.
Just saying. What would DZ do's coming up next? You ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready for it. Do you want to do it now?
Let's go.
What's up?
All right. You ready? Let's go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, no. This one sounds dramatic.
Yeah. I mean,
should I call the cops for my parents who won't? What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it means. So, why? Sarah wrote in.
Okay.
Right? Sarah wrote in and wants to call the cops on behalf of her parents. And
why?
It's funny because she says, I've heard Allie and DZ talk about burglars before, so when this happened to us, I had to get everyone's opinion.
Ah.
You know, it's a family situation. It's not just the parents. So the parents live in a rural part of Wisconsin with a few acres of land. They have a few different cabins and buildings for when family comes up in camps. They have a big family. Mm-hmm. Over the past year, properties have sold in the area, and there's new neighbors. At the same time, parents noticed things that started going missing or getting broken into on their property. Firewood being stolen, tools gone missing, cabins getting broken into. They've set up cameras, but they keep getting taken down. Their parents are really just kind of nonchalant. They're really going, it is what it is. You know, young kids, blah, blah, blah. But they know who it is. Sarah's ready to call the cops because she's mad. Her parents are getting taken advantage of.
Yeah.
She wants to know what to do.
So her parents won't do anything about it. They're just like, let it be. It's like getting toilet papered and refusing. And you're like, I'm not calling the cops. This is dumb.
It's getting egged, getting toilet paper, getting pranked or something. But it's not just that. The people are thieving.
But they're taking firewood. That is a big deal. That firewood costs money to people.
My guess is they probably owned a bunch of acres, had a bunch of trees, and that's their own firewood. They ain't pay for none of that firewood.
Right.
Free firewood? Come on now.
Come on.
Rural Wisconsin? That's firewood all day. Nobody buys firewood up there. You just have it.
What do you think they should do?
I say y'all should leave it alone. It's your parents' property. Sarah.
Adults.
They're adults. They're grown. I get that you want to call the cops or get the situation rectified, but if your parents are making the conscious decision not to call.
They're letting it happen. They're saying okay.
If they're going okay, I get wanting to protect the family. I get wanting to go, man, this is wrong, because I'm sure the parents aren't happy about it. Nobody likes to get stole.
Right.
If you've ever had anything stolen from you, it's not a good feeling.
No, never.
But it's happening consistently. How long are these parents going to let it go?
Well, and why don't they feel violated? If somebody kept coming to my property, taking my stuff, I'd feel dirty.
You know why I'm saying no, though?
Why?
You don't know what anybody else could do to you. You don't know what you're starting. Rural Wisconsin, and I'm not talking no trash, but it gives me a little bit of the heebie-jeebies at night.
Because people can do anything in the dark.
You could do whatever you want in the dark.
And if there's no video camera, what are you going to do?
If it's rural Wisconsin land, I'm literally automatically more apprehensive as how I go about my day. Maybe a little more receptive, just letting things go.
You're like, never mind.
Just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying that.
414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you next and find out, what do you think? Should she call the cops? She's ready to call the cops since her parents won't. DZ says, leave it alone.
Nope, don't do it.
They're adults. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Sarah wrote into the show and said she's ready to call the cops because her parents won't. Her parents live in a rural area in Wisconsin. They keep getting things stolen. Taking the cameras down.
Yep.
The parents say it's fine.
It's fine. Let them break into the cabins. We don't care.
Lori is calling from Cedarburg this morning. Let's go ahead and pull up her theme song.
Who run the world? Girls. Who run the world? Girls.
Lori, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think Sarah should do? DZ said, just let it go. Let it be.
You don't know what or who or what they got on them out there. Nuh-uh, don't do that. Don't play with nobody like that. Nope. Maybe parents know something they don't, okay?
Maybe. What do you think, Lori?
Well, see, I'm a little bit more comfortable out in that area, but I would say might have
something to do with us being white. Let's just be honest on this show this morning.
Well, I have a BPU in my training, so that helps.
Lori's crazy and knows self-defense.
She got them hands.
Lori can go anywhere and beat people up.
You know, lethal weapons at the end of my arms, no big deal.
What do you think, though, Lori?
I would say have a talk with the parents because, tell them, like, hey, this could cause a bigger issue. If you have family come over, all of a sudden you're going to have somebody go into the cabin, things are going to be missing, broken, they could be squatting in the place.
Oh, like, and if it gets, I get it. Yeah, like, she's saying scare them that it's going to affect the other members of the family, not them. Because all they're saying is, we're fine.
We're good.
So say, freak them out.
And go, what if we're here when this happens and they break into our stuff and now we, Lori, you want to
And then maybe and tell the parents, like, okay, I'll let it be. If you get to the point you want to call, but if something big happens and you don't call, I will.
I will. Mm-hmm. Step in. Because sometimes you do got to step in for your folks.
Yeah.
Depending on how old Sarah's parents are, they might need that intervention because they're just that hands off because they don't want to deal with it.
See, I don't disagree with that. All right, Lori, good advice. Thank you for calling, girl.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Vanessa is calling from Muskego this morning. Let's see if she agrees. Good morning, Vanessa.
What do you say?
Hello. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We doing good.
Good. What do you think?
All right. I don't think she should get the police involved unless she has concrete evidence.
Yeah.
I will tell you why.
Okay.
If the police over there are anything like Milwaukee Police Department, I actually have rental property in Milwaukee. And we've had vandalism. We've had a couple of properties in the winter where there's squatters. There's we've had copper stolen from properties. And Milwaukee Police Department. I don't know if every police department does this, but unless you saw them, they didn't do it.
Wow. Somebody said, "Don't call the cops. Set up booby traps instead."
Oh, hey yo!
That might be a good idea.
Vanessa, did we just change your answer? No! Don't do that! Don't do that! Don't do that!
And the booby traps might be a good idea. It's like people get tired of everything and they start to defend themselves. It's sad, but
somebody texted in and said if she did call the police, I don't think they would even do anything since she doesn't own the property. That's another thing, too.
Like, that's a good point.
You have no evidence. You have no, what are you going to do? What are they going to do?
You're not a landowner. What are they going to do because you called?
Make a report, I guess.
Besides, make
the
report.
They won't even do a report if you're not the owner.
Ooh.
Oh, well, then forget it.
Well,
then Sarah, hang it up and call it a day. I mean, that's it. The problem solved.
Vanessa,
and then you got to think about the retaliation, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might start some neighbor feud. You got to be careful.
Well,
that's why
a lot of people don't speak up about a lot of things. It's because they're afraid people are going to come back. Somebody texted and hire me. I'll get rid of the thieves.
Hire me.
It's probably Lisa in West Dallas calling in with her PI skills.
Maybe. So, Vanessa, we appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoever texted in, rural people are nuts. That's why they live alone out there.
Man, you don't. And I love
they
the rural.
They don't want anything to do with people.
The rural sensation is fantastic until you out there too long, and then you start to feel weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's finally go to Amanda in Racine this morning. Amanda,
you're number one.
Seamless,
bye-bye.
Amanda, what do you think? Should Sarah just leave it alone, like DZ says, or should she do something about this?
So, it's actually not stealing when it comes to the firewood. It's borrowing for an indefinite period of time.
I don't follow your logic.
Father-in-law.
Okay.
The firewood is the least of this. You know, I'm thinking it's the burglarizing. You're stealing tools. What kind of tools are you stealing? Could be tools that are worth $1, $2, $3, $4, $500.
No, tools would set me off.
Tools and then breaking into my property. If you're going to open a door that's locked, are you going to go inside of a building that isn't yours? That's where we start to have problems. But
yeah, I'm not saying you need to be standing at the end of a driveway with like a shotgun, like,
get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
I have a Ring doorbell. I mean, I've been talking about that before. But you can have like a spotlight, and it actually, the Ring doorbell actually has alarms that can go off too.
Hold on,
so
though.
I would put the spotlight on them and the alarm.
Didn't you say that Sarah tried this?
They've tried cameras, and they've
the
been taken down.
They get taken
they
down.
They get taken
the,
down.
Yeah.
But they, not
what about
before,
the alarm, though?
No,
they
an alarm
go off
an
and
alarm?
Scare them.
Ooh, get one of those trip wires. Sets off an air horn.
That's going to set off for the parents, and then everyone's going to be upset. The parents are going to be mad and not know. What's going on?
What's happening?
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Never mind. He said I ruined his school picture. The nerve.
I agree. Yep. I said what I said. I agree. You ruined it.
He said I ruined it.
It's your fault.
103.7 KISS FM. Heads up. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Heads up. It's us.
Heads up. It's us. I just want to tell you your chance to go to the Taylor Swift Eras movie coming up at 7:30 with our keyword. So don't go anywhere for that.
Minutes away.
Hudson said, DZ, can you believe the nerve? He said I ruined his school picture last year. And do you want to know why?
No, I was going to say, how did you ruin the school picture? Did you photobomb him? Were you in the back?
No.
Then how'd you ruin it?
I was kind of mean, and I will thank my children for bringing awareness to me when I'm mean, because Hudson was right. What I said was not nice, and I forgot about it. Picture day is this Friday at school. It's the retake day, because they do one in the summer, which I never attend.
Wait, what?
They actually have a picture day in the summer.
Why?
In August. I don't know.
I'm sorry. No, it's not. That's not smart.
I never go to it. I guess parents want to control what their kids look like, and they want to bring them in. Maybe not have them pulled out of class. I don't care. We always did ours during school.
You gotta do it during school. It's a school picture.
Yeah.
You do it during the school year of the year that you're... Okay, never mind. Okay.
So the makeup day. Makeup day from the summer.
The real quote, picture day, quote.
Quote unquote, is Friday.
Yeah.
So I said to Hudson, you've got to look good. We need to get a little haircut because you're getting fuzzy.
You gotta get fly.
He says, oh, well, last year, do you remember what you said to me, Mom?
Uh-oh.
It's my 10-year-old. I go, I don't know.
No.
He goes, last year, you said my picture was horrible.
Oh.
And I go, I did.
Did he make a funky face or something?
He was upset. He was mad. He goes, ooh, you remember? And he starts to cry. And
oh,
I go,
no.
These
oh,
little
no.
things that kids hold on to that you've completely forgotten about.
Triggers that you just don't even know happened?
He's like, remember I had on a Packers shirt and you said it looked horrible? I go, yeah, because I was upset your dad sent you with a logo on your shirt and I was mad that he didn't think to send you out with a plain shirt.
Oh, because you wanted a plain, nice, something simple for picture day.
At least it was in Wisconsin and the Packers didn't look that weird. But at the end of the day, do I want my kids, their school pictures, to have, you know, logos? Not really.
Yeah, yeah.
Call it weird.
Well, you want them in a nice, clean shirt,
just
something simple, black tee.
I don't care.
Oh, I thought you meant like a button.
Not
shirt
even.
Or something.
Just don't put a logo on. It's distracting in my mind. Maybe I'm being overbearing on that point, but the fact that he said to me, you said my picture was horrible, and full on tears.
You ruined it.
Full on tears. I go, well, I'm really sorry, Hudson, that I hurt your feelings. He's like, do you remember? And I'm like, I don't.
Do you remember scarring me? Do you remember the trauma you caused me over a t-shirt?
You imagine in 20 years, this kid's going to be in therapy talking about how I shamed him over the school picture in fourth grade.
In fourth grade.
I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Oh, no.
Because I told him he looked horrible and I hurt his feelings.
You know that's a core memory for that kid
now. It's a core memory, you guys.
And not to laugh at it, by no means. By no
it's
means.
But funny.
It's funny because as a parent, you didn't think about that.
Never.
You were just speaking freely. You didn't actually think they looked horrible.
I thought they were bad, but we'll live.
I didn't
give out pictures to anyone, let's be real.
1 year, fourth grade with a Green Bay t-shirt on is not going to ruin his senior picture.
No.
Years from now, but I bet you, I know what it will do, is going to make him think about every shirt that he puts on from every year on out.
How his mom was mean to him in fourth grade because she said his picture looked horrible. This kid held on to that and said, my feelings got hurt a year ago. I said, Hudson, you've got to let it go. You have to let it go. I'm really sorry I said that, but
I
apologize. He's still upset.
Yeah.
Still mad.
Well, little man's in his feelings. You got to let him feel his feelings, I guess.
Isn't that funny? Did you think of all the things I was going to say he was upset about, that was it?
Nope.
I
thought you ruined it maybe because of the way you made him cut his hair or the style or how you made him, you know, look for picture day.
Nope.
It was because you just didn't like the shirt he wore and went, oh.
I told him it looked horrible.
Right.
And he that hurt his feelings.
Trauma.
And for a year he was upset. And like you said, the core memory is now ingrained.
It's locked in.
And he'll tell his therapist about it every year. Just wait. They're going to take headshots at his new job for LinkedIn one day. He's going to get triggered.
Is my mom here? Does this look horrible? He's going to start shaking. Hands going to start shaking, get all clammy and sweaty.
Good old picture day.
Oh, we love the boys so much, man. They're all right.
So there's your Hudson story for the week. Coming up next for Am I the Jerk, though, DZ is the subject today.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. DZ is going to ask us if he's the jerk today. And your chance to see the Taylor Swift Eras movie next. Don't go anywhere.
Allie, I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
I feel like I am the jerk already. I don't know.
Well, you probably are, but we'll decide next. Let's be real. I see a little bit of the problem here. The listeners are going to decide. They'll light you up. They're not afraid.
Somebody hold me down. I know y'all don't know the context, but somebody hold me down.
We'll find out next. Okay, I don't come up with the keywords, but champagne, I can't even spell champagne.
What?
C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E. That's me spelling it as I look at it. That's champagne. I don't. Please spell it correctly when you enter the keyword at 1037kissfm.com. Who the hell came up with champagne as the keyword?
Champagne.
I'm not supposed to say that on the air. I just champagne.
It's a long word. Hey.
C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E.
It's a long word. It's a long contest. They ran out of words. They were like, champagne.
Go enter that to go see the Taylor Swift movie, Eras movie tour. Champagne is your keyword. Go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk is DZ.
Yeah, it comes from me.
I'm curious to hear why you've submitted yourself for Am I the Jerk today.
Well, I'd like to keep myself anonymous.
Too late.
Dang it.
Too late.
All right, so, nah, man. The situation is, I want to know if I'm the jerk for waiting until last minute to tell my friend that we're not able to attend his wedding.
Oh, what does last minute mean?
Last minute means the wedding is this weekend.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, I said
you
what
tell
I said.
Him?
The wedding is this weekend, and I just reached out to him last night.
Which means the meals are paid for.
To confirm and let them know that we're not actually going to be able to make it.
And?
Yeah. Well, let me give you the context.
Okay.
Y'all know my wife is currently pregnant, quite pregnant. We're going into our 8th month of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon she's high risk. We talked with her team, her neurological team, her delivery team, her primary delivery doctor, and nobody was really comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? They went, it's kind of a rural area that you're going to be going to. We're going to the island.
Where's the wedding? Michigan. Did tell me about this one.
This wedding's in Michigan on Mackinac.
Yes,
right?
So you'd be on an island.
We'd be on an island.
Right.
It's a trek. And once you're on the island, you're on the island. You're not getting out at all. Okay, so the trouble is.
Until the ferry comes again.
Until the ferry the fairy godmother comes to whisk you away in the morning. Right?
Right.
Once you're on the island, boat stops at like 8 p.m.
So basically, you didn't want to be stranded with her pregnant and high risk.
We can be. So say she goes into labor. Okay. She's going to be basically airlifted, right?
Yeah. So you're not a jerk for not going to the wedding.
Not a jerk for not going to the wedding. I don't feel like that's not the case.
Yeah.
I felt this certain heaviness in my heart about telling my guy that we weren't going to be able to come up because my wife and I were really trying to make this happen. We were excited for the wedding.
Yeah.
I've never been on that island.
Yeah.
And my wife loves it. Yeah. She's like, oh, you're so excited. We're going to get the fudge. We're going to get this. It's such a beautiful that. Cobblestone, da, da, da. La, 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 la. She was geeking. She was more excited to go than I was. And that's my bro.
Yeah.
Right? So us not being able to go is a kind of blow to the stomach to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we didn't want to be up there and have a blow to our stomach, period.
Right.
Because it would have been an airlift situation to get my wife off the island.
So what makes you the jerk then?
Well, I want to know, am I the jerk for waiting until last minute?
Yes.
Because it took me so long to tell him. I crafted a couple messages and I was just like, I don't know how to tell him we're not coming. Man, we want to be there so bad. We waited until the last second until we decided we're not coming. We did. We were trying to go. We really were. And last night was the point that hit where I was just like, you can't wait any longer. You got to tell them you guys aren't coming. Confirm the denial.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
The wedding's this weekend.
You don't got to say
you
it like that.
You didn't really have a choice. Let's be real. You waited until you were forced to tell him.
Yeah, kind of.
But as your friend, I'll have your back. You're not the jerk.
Let's
now
go.
Somebody is going to call who's getting married and say you're a total jerk because now they can. They paid for everything.
They did. Everything's paid for.
Wedding, at this point now, you can't. They get the tally of the headcount weeks before.
We had originally said we were going, so we were in the count. We're on the guest list. I'm sure we're sitting next to somebody at a table that we're now not going
to
be. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like, I feel terrible. But am I the jerk? I want to know for real, what you honestly think.
Okay, 414-533-1037. So the question today is DZ the jerk for waiting until the last second to tell their friends they're not coming to their wedding this weekend?
Yep.
You're not the jerk for not going.
Mm-hmm.
That's established.
Right.
I don't care what anybody says. I'll fight them on that.
Am I the jerk for waiting?
Until this week
until
to tell
now.
Them you're not going.
Until 48 hours.
Yikes. I mean, no, you're not the jerk, friend.
Thank you.
We'll take your calls and texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is DZ the jerk? for waiting till the last second to tell their friends they're not coming to the wedding, which is this weekend. Yikes. Mia is in Milwaukee. We're going to let the listeners decide if you're the jerk or not today, DZ. Good morning, Mia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Mia. I'm a little nervous, but talk to us.
You should be.
Am I the jerk for waiting till last second to tell one of my friends that we're not coming to their wedding?
I think you are the jerk, and I think you have a reasonable reason to cancel. But since they did pay for your seats at the wedding, I think you're the jerk if you don't buy them a wedding gift to like counteract that they paid for your.
Of course.
You better buy a wedding gift.
I got a balance. Oh yeah, we're definitely balancing that out. I'm trying to figure out how to make sure a wedding gift gets there on time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I change my answer then?
Nope. You're locked in.
You said jerk. Own it,
Mia. I believe in you. Thanks for your call.
See, it always changes when you're talking to the actual person. Now that she's on the phone with you, she's like, well, maybe you're not.
She went Midwest nice on me quick. She said, well, since you're getting a gift, I'll say not. Nope, Mia, you said what you said, and we appreciate you.
Too late. Hannah is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. I love you guys.
Aww.
We love you back. Appreciate you.
Somebody likes us.
She's about to call me a jerk. She got the niceties out of the way.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
I figured out the secret sauce I'm getting through. This is my second day calling.
It's day two. Let's go.
Do you want to share the secret sauce or keep it in under wraps?
Ooh, Hannah.
I'm keeping it under wraps. Maybe I'll share after I get my sauce.
Oh, there you go. That's a good spin.
Well, let me write it down. Hannah's day one. She figured out the secret sauce to get through.
It's day two. All right, Hannah, since it's day two, you get the honors of calling me the jerk or not the jerk today. Am I the jerk for waiting until last second to tell my buddy I'm not coming to the wedding?
Okay, so this is not an ideal situation here, obviously.
Right.
But I'm sorry, the health of your wife and your baby comes first before everything. It trumps everything.
Yes.
So, DZ, I'm going to say you are not the jerk here, okay? That baby and that wife become, the health of your baby and your wife come before everything.
Right.
Your best friend or your buddy and your, well, they should understand, and they, when they are in this situation, they will understand as well.
Yeah.
So I don't think you really should worry about anything here.
Can I tell you why this hurts me a little bit extra though? I tell y'all, this is something that I omitted on purpose.
What?
This man stood in my wedding when my wife and I got married. So I feel like, I mean, I'm not standing in his by any means, but like, this is how good of a friend he is to me. So that's why it really just hits home, because
you're bummed out.
Yeah. 7 years ago when my wife and I did the thing, he was right there at my side, one of my bros.
Somebody texted in and said, you're not the jerk. You were legitimately trying to go, and you have a legitimate reason not to, and you want to go.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Thank you.
Somebody wrote in.
Have you told him yet that you can't go because of your wife?
Yeah.
Did you hear the story, Hannah?
I texted him last night.
Hannah, that story was that he just told him. Yeah,
She heard it. She already called me not the jerk. Don't take this answer away from me.
Now I'm the jerk because I'm calling people out for not listening. The irony that I'm calling someone out for not listening as well is even funnier.
Just forgot the details.
I never listen. So thanks for calling, Hannah.
We appreciate you.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Tomorrow's day three for Hannah.
Yeah. Tina's in Milwaukee this morning. Tina, you are the tiebreaker because Mia said jerk. Hannah said not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Which way are you going? Is DZ the jerk for telling them at the last minute he's not going to his friend's wedding?
Stick to your guns, Tina.
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Safe.
Palms are sweating for no reason.
Ooh, why do you say that?
Well, Mia and Hannah kind of said the same thing that I was going to say. You know, you should never feel bad about putting your wife and baby first. And if they're truly your friends, they'll understand. And I had a similar situation a few months ago when I had my baby, and you know, it ended up being just fine, and you were honest with them, and that's all you could do.
Yeah. Somebody said, I think DZ's a jerk. He should never compromise your family's health, but he should have told him sooner. Sorry, DZ. Okay, so that's the only way you'd be a jerk is the timing.
I should have told him sooner.
But as far as not going, you're not the jerk.
We waited until the last possible second. We might have just waited a second too long. I'll be honest. Like, I feel like the jerk. If I'm voting in this, I do feel like the jerk straight up.
You're not, according to our listeners.
Yes.
You called him or texted him?
I texted him.
Yeah, that's what somebody's lighting you up for. You should have called.
I texted him.
That's dude talk.
It's dude
that's
talk.
Bro talk.
I know he's busy. He gets married in like 72 hours. Like, he is busy. He's not taking a phone call from me right now with bad news. Text it. Let him respond whenever he wants to respond.
Did he respond?
Not yet. Yeah.
I didn't know know that part.
Yeah, my bad.
I didn't know that.
Well, we're weird texters. This is usual for us. He might not text me back until after the wedding. I ain't gonna lie.
He's a dude. Yeah,
he's
you're
a
right.
dude.
And dudes don't get mad about stuff like that.
No, we good on that avenue.
Whereas me, I'd be like, how dare you?
It's been hours.
I texted you 17 hours ago.
Nah, but hey, Tina puts me in a good place. She says, not the jerk, Tina.
Bye,
You're
Tina.
Not the jerk. Bye.
You got lucky. You got very lucky.
Oof.
Very lucky. Oh, I see my favorite song is coming up next.
Yup.
Let's play our favorite song, DZ. Dance a little, and then we'll give away NF tickets. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, here's Lil Boo Thing, the best song on the radio right now. I said what I said. Somebody's going to see NF at the Fiserv Forum on May 8th. Billy is in Burlington this morning. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
What are you up to?
It sounds like you're driving, dog.
I'm driving, yeah.
Where are you going? What do you do? Tell us everything. I'm nosy.
What's your social? No, don't tell us that. Don't tell us that. Don't do that.
I almost got me. I'm just going to work.
Ah, word, man. He's like, don't worry about where I work. I just do things for money, okay?
That's what he thinks. What do you do for a living?
I work for an architecture firm.
Ooh, fancy.
I'll see you,
smart. Son. Sounds smart.
He's good at math.
I like it. We think. It's also, you could say you're an executive assistant. I mean, I could come up with all the things that make me sound smart, but trust me, Billy's smarter than us. There's no doubt about
that. He at least knows his angles. Yeah. That's
Billy,
true.
Billy, you're calling 30. You're going to see it.
Talk about angles, boy. Yes, sir.
Billy, you're hooked up. You've got two tickets to see NF at Fiserv Forum on May 8th. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Hey, speaking about angles, who's your angle to go with? Who are you taking to the concert?
Ooh.
If I can convince my wife to go. She's more of a country girl, but we'll see if she wants to come.
Oh, she's a country girl?
And NF just puts on a show, though.
Yeah,
come
NF
on,
will
dog.
Be amazing.
It's going to be a great night. She's definitely going. It's a date night. You know she's not missing that.
Hope not. Congratulations, Billy. Hold on. We got to get some more info from you. Don't go anywhere. And we'll have another chance tomorrow, same time, your last chance to win NF tickets. But of course, we still have Kane Brown tickets at 8:40 this morning. So if you're going into work, turn us on the Odyssey app. You can listen live. You can find out when we're going to be giving away those Kane Brown tickets. Just switch over on the app. It's that simple.
It's the smartest thing to do, too.
And that's the way to win.
What's it? A-U-D-A-C-Y?
Correct.
Am I spelling correctly?
Download the Odyssey app. Pull us up. If you're going into work, listen that way. You're welcome.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So Selena Gomez has been very transparent about her struggles, her health struggles, her mental health struggles. She was diagnosed with being bipolar. She's been very open about that. After getting treatment, she was having a hard time, but now she's talking more about how the transition from having a teenager's body, kind of becoming a woman, left her embarrassed, body shaming herself because all the sizes changed. She started as a kid, and then she would go places and try to do things. Then, meanwhile, she's having a kidney transplant.
Right,
remember that?
Right.
Her whole chemotherapy she went through. She went through so much stuff.
And she's been transparent about it all.
All of it.
Everything.
And she had, at one point, you could see her scars were visible from her surgery, and she was, you know, being very open about that, which people appreciated. So she's being a little more open now, and I appreciate it, where she's saying, you know, it's so hard. You have these highs and lows. At one point, she gave her social media passwords to her assistant so she could just stay off of it because people are so mean.
Ah, I know that's right.
She said she started shaming herself, feeling like she was ugly or fat.
Listening to the haters.
Yes.
Yeah.
And after a while, she said she went through a really hard season, but things are better now. She said, I just wanted to cancel everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for a while she did. She just was gone.
Mm-hmm. But she said once she got diagnosed with bipolar disorder, that helped because she could control it. And she said, I got my diagnosis. I felt relieved. I was able to understand everything a little bit more. I went got second opinions. I went to doctors. And so, you know, even though she's been really open, I'm trying to think of someone who's been this open about this many things.
Honestly,
it's pretty
impressive. I don't know.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, especially in modern times, you know what I'm saying? Because people are weird about it.
Mm-hmm. She said she grew up being a people pleaser, and she had that responsibility at a young age, because that's what we do to child stars,
Oh,
right?
Did you, child star? You had you were a people pleaser, child star?
No way. Yeah, I walked on eggshells. I thought maybe it would be damaging to people to tell them who I really was, but now she's just opening up and being herself. So props to Selena Gomez. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
You need a favor? You need some tickets? We've got them. Kane Brown.
Do you a favor? Slide you some tickets?
We got you. Kane Brown's coming to Summerfest. Yeah, I said Summerfest.
Yeah, we talking summer.
June 20th. And we have your tickets coming up in less than 20 minutes. But coming up next, I have finally done something in my house that I had basically forgotten about for years.
Years?
And it wasn't until a gentleman came over and pointed it out to me.
Years?
How much I had not dealt with this problem. Years!
Fam, years, años, años, with an S,
yes,
years, with
years.
An S.
I will tell you the big thing I did to my house after years of ignoring it. I mean years. I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm not. I'm going to tell you next.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Thank you. Kiss FM. I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm not, okay? Because what's new? 103.7 Kiss FM. Has Allie ever really?
You're so funny for that.
I mean, let's be real. You know who I am. No, I wanted to bring this up on the show, DZ, because it's something that I have not taken care of for years.
Years.
And I am one of those people, and maybe it is the ADHD in me, maybe it's just everyone in general at this point, where I forget, you can put something right in front of me, and if I forget about it, I forget about it.
If it's not priority, I might not remember.
It becomes background.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for anything I set on my counters. I mean, I'll set something on my counter, and I'll forget it's there, and people will go, how long are you going to let that sit on your counter? I go, what? Where?
What are you talking about?
Where? Oh, yeah, that! That bottle of syrup? Oh, I'll move that later, you know?
Another month later.
But this happened when a friend of mine was over one night and looked at my fridge and said, your fridge is driving me crazy. And I said, excuse me?
What's wrong with your fridge?
What's wrong with my fridge?
Right.
And he says, you don't see the tape on your fridge? And I said, no.
What tape?
And I look up and there is a ton of tape, in, like so stuck to my fridge that of course I can't get it off because I used tape to put artwork on the fridge.
Oh,
and it's a stainless steel fridge.
Duh. So, I was like, why do you got tape on your fridge?
Well, now the boys are 10 and 12. I don't have artwork on my fridge anymore, but
right.
10 years ago I did.
Yep, yep.
And I let that tape sit up there for so long that when I finally took everything off, the tape was ingrained onto the fridge.
Tape is sticky. I get it.
I need Goo Gone or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right. You ain't gonna just go get the tape off.
Didn't have it. Didn't go buy it. Moved on with my life. Forgot the tape was there for years.
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 How many years?
Probably five at least. It was there before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It was easily there because after a while, I didn't see it.
Right.
It was just on my fridge and I never saw it when I opened the fridge.
Well, and why would you, you're not thinking about it when you're going to the fridge because you're going to the inside of the fridge, not the outside.
No, it just became part of the fridge.
Why would it ever be thought of again? The artwork's been gone.
Yeah.
Blinders to it.
Nothing.
I see that happening. So, easy.
Funny enough, he says it's driving me nuts. And I said, I don't see it, but okay. So.
When ADD and OCD
yes,
meet.
100%. Clearly we weren't a match, but we're friends. So I thought about what he said and then I left it there and I moved on with my life. Until a week ago when I started cleaning my stainless steel fridge with stainless steel cleaner, which is a thing I learned.
Yeah,
I
sure
know.
Is.
So I'm realizing I have to go with the grain. I'm really getting into cleaning. I'm hyper-focused.
Yeah.
Hyper-focused on cleaning my fridge
on
the outside.
I know how that goes.
Wax on, wax off.
I just did the same thing with my fridge.
Yeah.
I waxed on, waxed off that mug for a minute.
Oh, I was into it. And that the more I wiped the fridge, the more the tape came off. To
slowly.
The tape all came off. And I went, oh, it's been 10 years and the tape's off. Look how good it looks.
10 years worth of tape.
Yeah. So then I didn't text the guy and say, hey, I took it off. I waited a week. And then I go, oh my gosh, forgot to tell you. I got the tape off of my fridge. He goes, what made you do it today? That's what he says. Today?
Of
like,
all
why?
Days.
He said, I don't know. I was just cleaning and it started coming off.
I was in the mood.
And I said, and it wasn't today. It was a week ago, but I forgot to tell you, which he then laughed at. And I went, have a great day. So I literally would have not even noticed the tape was on my fridge until somebody pointed it out. And
no.
I still have tape on my windows that's been stuck there for years from their artwork as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's still there. The fridge I did. So I wanted to bring this up because I don't know if there's anything somebody did. Maybe you saw something wrong with your house for years. Did
Ooh.
You ever do something like this
you
before
know,
you actually fixed it? It became a part of the atmosphere and not the atmosphere, but it just became part of your world and you stopped seeing it.
You know what's funny? You just brought up a thought in me and
what?
I really hope my wife's listening because she's going to be like, oh, whoa, we forgot. So we had some friends over. Our house is still new to us, yeah, right?
We just bought it.
We just bought it recently. Yeah. So we had some friends over. We were just hanging out, doing like a game night kind of thing, having a few drinks, adult beverages, if you will. There was one bottle. It was like a lemonade that we were using as a mixer, right? One of our friends just took the bottle and was like, oh, we can use this, right? Yeah, sure. Open it up. Sounds good. I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back, right? I leave to when, as soon as I turn the corner to go to our bathroom, all I hear is an eruption from the kitchen of our friends going, oh my God!
It exploded.
She opened it up and it went everywhere. I'm talking about covered cabinetry, hit the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And we all jumped into action. We quick, like, wiped it with a little towel, paper towels, hit it with a little, like, wet mop kind of situation, wet towel. Forgot about it.
Yeah.
It's been at least a month now. It's been at least a month, and me
you
and my
still
wife.
Can see it or what?
Of course we can. There's like splatter marks.
Splatters on the ceiling.
On the ceiling. Yes. There's probably a couple splatter marks that we missed on the wall,
but you forgot
on the
about
cabinets.
It.
We forgot about
and
it.
And you see it every day, but you don't see it.
We're blind to that.
You
so
don't see it anymore.
I'm going to go home now and stare at my ceiling because of you and go, oh my gosh, we never re-wiped it.
Yeah.
Because we were just quick wiping. Like nobody really was interested in cleaning it. We just wanted to not let it get sticky.
You are proving my point that some things start to become a part of your world and you forget about them.
100%.
I didn't see the tape on my fridge like other people did. I might see the spackling of soda on your
ceiling.
On your ceiling, but you might not see it.
No, I'm not thinking about looking up. My son is down low. He's about 2 feet tall. I'm not looking up at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't taller than me yet.
Exactly. Dude, I'm so glad you had one just like me.
Wow. You just brought that up on my memory because I went, oh, I got to clean the ceiling.
There's so many things like that I could say about my house that I see need to be done and then I forget and move on with my life.
You're going
to
get a text from me.
Without a doubt.
You're going to get a text from me later when I'm over here OCD cleaning my cabinets because I found all the speckles.
If you have anything like this in your house that you let go and one day you took care of it years later and then patted yourself on the back like you were a champion, like I did. I mean, I'm texting, look what I did, everybody. I pulled tape off the fridge. Woo! I'm a champion. You can share those with us absolutely next. 414-533-1037. Otherwise, we've got to do the Taylor Swift keyword and then Kane Brown tickets. Woo, we got a lot happening. Right now, Taylor Swift keyword. Let's start there. I appreciate your text. You're making me feel better. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We will be giving away Kane Brown tickets, but hold on just a minute. The texts are making me feel good, DZ, today.
Yeah, what are they saying?
They're saying things like, we only half finished installing and painting baseboards in our house. It's been 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
They said, my husband and I forgot until our parents were over and called us out. That's the thing. You forget. You start seeing them, they become normal if nobody points them out.
Yeah, no
Much
kidding.
Much like the tape on my fridge that I didn't even see for years until somebody came over and pointed it out to me and said, the tape on your fridge is driving me crazy. And I went, what tape?
What tape? What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What spackles on my ceiling? What do you mean? Right, for real though. All the things that'll go unnoticed to you.
Seriously. Brianna's calling from Oconomowoc this morning. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. All right. What's something you've forgotten?
Make us feel better.
So we had new appliances put into our kitchen, like, 5 years ago.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And my in-laws came over a few days ago and they asked me why I hadn't taken the protective film off of my stove yet.
You didn't know you still had it on.
It's blue. So you would assume I would have known that my appliance wasn't blue.
Nope.
I have kids, so I leave the film on everything. But I did not realize that the bottom of my stove was not supposed to be the color blue. It was a protective film.
Oh no, I can see the film too. On it. I can see what
you're Oh, I know exactly
off.
What you're talking. Brianna thought it was just an accent color.
I thought it was an accent. Why? It didn't look like that in the store, but you know, when I got it home, I was like, oh, I guess it's blue.
You know what? I've done this before. I've done this with stuff where I didn't realize it had a film over it.
Mm-hmm.
I've used things and went, oh my gosh, this had a cover the whole, like there was a film this whole time. I had no idea.
We had our microwave for years before we noticed the little emblem still had the protective seal. It's worse when it's clear.
I can picture exactly on the microwave what you're insane.
Exactly. And I went, what is this?
You didn't know it was the film.
I thought it was getting scratched and all messed up and dinged. And I was like, oh, no. And I went to clean it. It started coming off. I was like, what? That, Brianna, tell me underneath wasn't a beautiful, untouched, perfect piece of metal right under there.
Perfect,
no, tell me. Thank
perfect
you.
Perfect stainless steel. And now I took it off. And having three kids, there's fingerprints and sticky juice and
now
milk
it's ruined.
And is God knows
why,
what.
Is this why our grandparents put plastic over everything and then
yes.
told us not to sit on it and it became the weirdest thing ever?
Yes, exactly
and
why.
My grandparents
sure
were poor.
Exactly why.
They weren't even having any money and they'd be poor with plastic over everything. Don't sit on anything. Well, I'm like, what are you talking about? There's nowhere to sit. There's one room in this house.
I will say from experience, the poor will protect their property the most.
For real. Like, oh, I never thought about it out loud until just now. Like, what were we doing?
When you got money, you could just buy it new. We got to keep ours for life, okay?
Seriously. Wow. Brianna, thanks for bringing up the film on things that people forget
yeah,
about.
So
thank
good.
You.
Have
it's
a great
making
day.
Me feel better.
Hey, same.
All of us together.
Same.
Have a good day, Brianna.
All right, Jamie.
You too.
Jamie's in South Milwaukee. Good morning, Jamie. That's my girl.
Is your Jamie?
It's my Jamie.
Morning.
My Jamie. Jamie, do you do this too, where you have things you forget about and need to be fixed and just move on with your life?
Or are you perfect?
Sheesh.
I don't have people over my house, so I don't care. I'll tell you.
Go on.
So my husband, when we first moved into our house, hanging up our TV, we didn't have like a measuring thing. So instead, he just like kind of marked it
mm-hmm.
on the wall, if
yeah.
you will, not realizing that it was a Sharpie.
Uh-oh.
So every time I do have a rare occasion of people coming over, they'll be like, what's those black X's on your wall? I'm like, just don't mind that. Turn the TV. You won't see it.
Don't worry about that. Are you watching the wall or are you watching
husband,
the TV?
My husband
every week, I'm just like, I should really paint these walls. I should really paint them. About a month ago, I finally pulled the paint out of my supply. But then I realized I had to tape off the whole wall. And it's a big wall. And I'm going to need a ladder.
So you gave
and
up.
And I just like, so it's sitting, it's waiting for me. But once in a while, when I'm sitting there watching TV, it scares the crap out of me because I'll like glimpse and think it's a bug on the wall. I'm like, I need to paint it. I need to paint it.
No, it's when my dumb husband used a Sharpie on the wall. Never mind. It's not a spider.
Yo.
Yep.
I love it.
I know
it.
That
That's
all
so
too well.
Funny.
I actually got a tip for Jamie.
Yeah.
So
like,
Jamie,
isn't there a way to get Sharpie off a wall,
well,
probably?
One, the magic erase things. Those are amazing.
I love magic
erasers. You're a liar because I've tried those.
Never mind.
You ain't strong enough, Jamie. I don't know what to tell you. It works for
apparently
me.
Apparently not.
No. But otherwise, if you do and can't avoid it, use tape. If you're looking to mark a distance, put it over whatever you're trying to hang.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a piece of tape, throw it across the side,
mm-hmm.
make your marks, and then take that tape, put it on the wall. Then you
could
do
it. Is it going to work? Because it's been 3 years now.
Oh, no, that's for tanging new things. I can't help you with the X marks.
Never mind.
If the magic erase didn't work, I'm talking about hanging the next TV.
Never mind.
Oh, got you. Got you. I'll save that tip for the next time we move. Otherwise, the X's are staying on that wall for the new owners to move in.
That part.
Just paint the whole wall. That's the fix right now.
Yeah.
Jamie, thanks for calling.
Have a good one, Mike.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said the towel hanger was broken on my wife's side of the sink, and it took her 2 days to realize it was fixed. My towel hanger was broken as well, and instead of fixing it, it would just pull off the wall every time we grabbed the towel, and I would just continue to let it fall
just
off.
Just keep falling?
Took months before I finally fixed it.
We could all say it. We're a little bit lazy. It's
Seriously.
Okay. We're together. We're a team here, y'all.
We are a team. We're lazy together.
Yeah, that part.
Forget about all that stuff. It is time, though, for Kane Brown tickets because we're giving them away every day this week around this time. He will be at Summerfest. Yeah, we're talking about Summerfest.
Yeehaw, Summerfest.
Summerfest. Let's take caller. Let's do the 20th caller because he's coming on June 20th to Summerfest. 414-533-1037. Enjoy a little Kane Brown while you try to win these tickets to see him at Summerfest. Yes, it will be here before you know it. Kiss FM. Thank you for writing a song about situationships, Kane Brown. We appreciate it. It's very 2023 of you.
On brand.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We got to give away these Kane Brown tickets.
We sure do.
Ashley's in Racine this morning. Good morning, Ashley.
Morning.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning?
Heading to work.
Oh, where do you work? Tell us everything. What's your position? How much do you get paid?
I'm a medical professional. So.
Ooh.
What's your start date? What are you doing? No, I'm just kidding.
Flex on them.
I'm just kidding. Ashley, your caller 20.
Yeah!
Woo! Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Can you believe we just gave you tickets to Summerfest? That's where we're at.
Here Kane we Brown are. At Summerfest?
Girl.
Well, the weather over the past week has felt like summer.
Yeah.
Reminiscent, right? She's not wrong.
I think it's so cool because a lot of people are going to get these in their stockings, but you've already got them. You're going to see Kane Brown at Summerfest June 20th, girl.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have you ever seen Kane Brown before?
No, I haven't. Ooh. I actually had tickets once and I got sick, so I didn't go.
Ooh, so this is the makeup.
Yeah.
This is the makeup. I love it. Who are you bringing with you to the makeup Kane Brown concert?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ooh. I don't know yet. Maybe my bestie.
She's afraid to say it on the air because everybody's going to want to go with her.
Ashley's going to have best friends at work today, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because he's easy on the eyes. Hello.
Girl, ooh, what you doing on June 20th, girl?
Hey,
ooh,
Kane,
I'm free.
Ooh. You had me a Kane Brown. Yummy. Okay, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And hold on, Ashley. You're going to see Kane Brown, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Same time tomorrow, our last pair of tickets.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.